Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Honoring Your Calling to Find Your Life's Work, comes from the audio program The Beginner's Guide to Finding Your Perfect Job by Rick Jarrow. Matt Licata, a producer at Sounds True, has spent thousands of hours over the last 15 years immersed in Sounds True's archive of audio teaching programs. Here's what Matt had to say about this week's producer's pick. The conventional way to find your perfect job, as evidenced by the direction taken by most career counselors, is to take an inventory of your skills and then make an attempt to match those skills with trends in the marketplace. Dr. Rick Jarrow, however, offers a radically different vision for finding the work you love. We are all called from beyond, says Rick, toward that unique expression that only we can offer this world. And if we do not honor this calling, our gifts may remain lost to the world forever. Rick Jarrow is one of those authors that arrives in the Sounds True studio, closes his eyes, and words start flowing. You can feel in tune with some huge, mysterious force when Rick is around, and you just can't help but fall into a vast space, opening naturally to those forces which are calling. Here, Rick Jarrow shares with us his vision of life purpose, opening to our unique calling, and finding a perfect job. You can download the entire program, The Beginner's Guide to Finding Your Perfect Job, at SoundsTrue.com. And now our producer's pick, Honoring Your Calling to Find Your Life's Work, with Rick Jarrow.
There is a vitality, a life force, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all time, the expression is unique. If you block it, it will never exist through any other medium and be lost. The world will not have it. It is not your business to determine how good it is, nor how valuable it is, nor how it compares with others' expressions. It is your business to keep it yours, clearly and directly, to keep the channel open. You do not even have to believe in yourself or your work. You have to keep open and aware directly to the urges that motivate you. This letter from Martha Graham to fellow dancer Agnes DeMille exemplifies the possibility and the promise that is held out to those who will endeavor to find and honor their calling. Never before in our collective experience has it been so important for those of us concerned with the state of the spirit to honor who we are in the workplace instead of veiling ourselves in order to survive. This series will take you step by step into the dynamics of locating, honoring, and developing your life's work, not from a partial perspective, but from a holistic one, from the very depths of who you are. To continue with Martha Graham's quote, "And because there is only one of you in all time, the expression is unique." The expression is unique. If we're going to manifest our life's work in an authentic and genuine way, we are asked to open up to our uniqueness, to the sense that each and every one of us has a contribution to make to our community, to our society, and to our world. When you ask, "But who am I to make a contribution?" You are moving away from the power of the life force and its vitality that has created every human being uniquely. No two individuals are born in the same place at the same time, not even twins. So when you move in to your authenticity and genuine self-expression, nobody can take that work away from you, because it is meant to be, and there is a place in the world that is crying for it. Now, it's interesting that Martha Graham does not talk about building a career, creating this great edifice. She simply says, if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium and be lost. What we will be learning in this series is an alignment process in which the goal is to affirm our uniqueness, so there will be no need for self-improvement, no need to add anything that's not there. In fact, as we proceed step by step, we will see that our main work most of the time will simply be to get out of our own way. She goes on, "It is not your business to determine how good it is, nor how valuable it is, nor how it compares with others' expressions. When we open up to our uniqueness, our abundance, that root vital energy, we will be free from the need to compare our work to anybody else's." And listen to what she says here. I think this is amazing. You do not even have to believe in yourself or your work. You do not even have to believe in yourself? Do you know that the woman who wrote The Course in Miracles to her dying day did not believe it? And yet this work has influenced tens of thousands of people. We are working with a power that is greater than the conscious personality. We are working with the power of your destiny. And one of the things that I will be focusing on again and again is that when you move toward your destiny, which I distinguish from fate, destiny being something that you actively pursue, fate being something that you simply resign to. When you move toward your destiny, there are forces that will embrace you and hold you and carry you in a way that the personality cannot even imagine. Our goal in manifesting our life's work is not to know every little aspect of who we are, why we're here, what is this world, and what we're supposed to do. If you take this tactic, you may wait for lifetimes to figure out what you're supposed to do in this world. However, if we open up to our vitality and to the sense of urgency that flows within us, this will open the creative power that will manifest our work in this world, and we will have the pleasure of experiencing ourselves living and working in cooperation with the deepest forces of life.